Long before the sled reached Solomon, Balto was in charge of the journey. He alone knew in what direction to continue traveling. Regardless of darkness, cold, and blinding snow, the dog scented out the trail on the wind-swept ice and traveled on and on past Solomon. The bewildered driver missed the message from Nome, and in the face of the worst wind that he had ever known, Cassin followed blindly the leading of Balto. Many times the sled tipped over and spilled everything in the soft snow. Again and again, the driver straightened the sled and begged Balto to go on through the blackness, where no human being could have found the way. At last the trail turned, so that the wind was behind the travelers and helped them instead of hindering. Then, when the dogs reached safety, the wind went down. The little house at safety was dark, so instead of awakening the relay driver and wasting time, Cassin and his dog team dashed by with the serum. It was 21 miles from safety to Nome, and the trail along the sea was heavy with drifted snow. By this time, though, it was no longer so dark, and the driver could see the trail. At 5:36 on that wild, dark morning, the half-frozen team, headed by Balto, arrived at Nome with the life-saving serum. No wonder the driver almost wept as he knelt in the snow and began pulling the slivers of ice from Balto's torn and bleeding feet. For it was Balto alone who had known the trail that stormy night and had carried the serum safely through to suffering Nome. Perhaps if the noble dog could speak, he would merely repeat words he had heard over and over in Alaska from the brave men who serve the United States government through sunshine and tempest, and who say, "It is all in the day's work for Uncle Sam."